A bit of news that's gotten past the censor. The censor that we're talking about, of course, is Facebook and Google and Twitter and a whole string of major multi-billion-dollar companies that are having their way against the conservatives. I think I'm a conservative. I'm not 100% sure whether I am or not. I'm a classical liberal. So perhaps because I defy easy definition, I might escape for a while, but you know that's just for a time. We are live on FB, by the way, the great censor Facebook. We are live there, and also on YouTube at Nuga Radio. And the name is David Tullis. And it's not just people on the conservative side who are getting hit. There are leftists and Free Thought Project, which is a great little email to get. It's a good website, thefreethoughtproject.com, are telling about how censorship is hitting in Venezuela. And I do appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Hi, you're talking about censorship. And,
yes.
What's happening on the web today with the limitation of people who are, because of their political views, because of religious views, and so forth, are being taken off and being denied access to what we appear to have as public platforms, specifically Facebook, Google, YouTube, and things of that nature. And I would suggest that this is the argument is that since these are commercial entities, they have the right to do that. And there's some truth to that. It is not denying free speech. But what they did is they bought our speech by making everything free. And what I propose is that the way to take this back is not to whine and complain, but if you want free speech, you got to pay for it. You can't go to somebody else and say, I want you to pay for my free speech. You got to do it yourself. And what I propose and what I've been working on for years is this idea of what I call Shofar Nexus, shofarnexus.com. I have some videos on the site that explain how the institutions are tracking you and how you can avoid it. And if you want to express yourself, you want to express yourself because your political views are different than mine, because your religious views are different than mine, or you simply want to share a cookie recipe, you should have that freedom to do it. But you should have the freedom to do it by having the ability to put your stuff on the web yourself with your own servers.
And we are talking with John Kozlowski, who is the designer of Shofar Nexus platform, which is been under development with a privacy strong privacy interest. So these platforms, though, we're not talking necessarily about email, though I know you have an email program that goes around surveillance. Here, though, we have, for example, Facebook and YouTube, where people put things for viewing by others, and it's not really direct communications. It's just getting the word out about one's position or one's argument. And Alex Jones, most notably, shot down on almost all of these platforms. Are there other platforms, John, that might serve where you can have you might say promiscuous publication of one's ideas?
Yeah. Right, exactly. And for example, if you go to shofarnexus.com and you click on one of the video articles, for example, I have an article that's been fairly popular called The Illusion of Blockchain. And what I've done is I do have that video on YouTube. I do have it on real.video, which is the alternative platform that Mike Adams has started, the Health Ranger. And I serve directly from shofarnexus.com. So the point of that is I want to be able to show you that we can link to others, but we can do it ourselves. So the Shofar Nexus platform allows you to stream video. I will admit there are some issues, because, you know, I'm a little bit smaller than Google, but basically for most platforms, most clients, it works. You can go and watch the Evolution of Blockchain video on Shofar Nexus directly as just the same as you would on YouTube. So we can take that into our own hands. And if you want to be able to put a bunch of videos on the web, you go the freebie route with YouTube, or you pay $5 a month and you get pay your own server. And you're not the only person who's going to censor you at that point is you.
So you're saying people who are willing to pay to post or pay to have email can have security and can have a free publication of their papers, their videos, their ideas, their memes, John Koslowski.
Exactly. My objective is to be able to proclaim openly. I have a thing. What is privacy? I want to be able to explain that to the general public. How your privacy is lost. I have a video that explains that. This is something I want to proclaim to the public. I may decide that I have the secret formula. The secret formula for my smoothie recipe, and I don't want to share that with anybody but just a few. So I want to be able to also do that, whether it's text, whether it's video, or whether it's audio or some other form of data. I want to share that with a limited crowd. And so I'm trying to deliver a single tool at shofarnexus.com, a single tool that will deliver that.
Well,
it is maturing.
Oh, John, I think that what people really want is not to share anything with a limited group. They want to be able to share their things with the largest group possible without having constantly to be blocked by the provider.
Correct. I understand that. And see, one of the things that Google has inculcated into our society is the idea you got to come to them because they give you a large platform. And so you can serve video from your own platform. The only difference between your platform and theirs is that the search ability, they control it. So because the searching and the linking is controlled by Facebook and Google, they own you. So what you need to do is start with step one, be able to put your videos and so forth on your own server. Step two is to build an ecosystem where people can find you without Google and YouTube and Facebook.
Are there alternative browsers, for example, or search engines that you want to recommend, John?
Well, there are some, like the StartPage, StartPage.com, DuckDuckGo.com, and people of that nature. Some of the issues is what they do is they use Google's data set. So they reduce your exposure to Google's tracking, but they don't completely eliminate Google's control. One of the things I think we need to do is change our culture to not be a browse mentality or a search mentality, but a browse mentality. If the part of the thing about Facebook is I go to people I know. Well, we need to do that same kind of thing externally to that, where we can control our data and share with people we want. So we can, and then encourage others. People that I share with, I want to tell them about this, that, or the other, whether it's video, whether it's audio, whether it's an article. So you need to build that ecosystem while living in the current one, the Google-controlled, dominated system. We need to build both in parallel, because as the Alex Jones example, the one gentleman who talks about Islam, who is also shut off, there's a
Bill Warner
who have been cut off.
Right, Bill Warner in Nashville.
They're if you say something politically incorrect, you will be cut off.
Well, what do you know about alternative browsers? For example, Brave.com is one mentioned by a writer, Luis Almeida, at BlueRockwell.com in the past few days. Or what do you know about Gab.ai, which is hoping to be a replacement for Twitter and Facebook, John?
I actually use Brave.com. I've gone to Brave.com. I use it. The reason I like it is because it's dramatically faster. It does have some built-in abilities to eliminate a lot of the ads and things of that nature, which helps eliminate some of the tracing. So it is a much faster browser. I highly recommend it thus far. There are a couple of issues, but it's young. So give it a little time, but right now it's very usable. When you look at alternative platforms like Gab, there's DTube and things of that nature, Minds.com and so forth. There's a lot of other alternatives out there. But the problem with a lot of them is, especially if they say, oh, we're blockchain-based, blockchain is a myth. Blockchain is something that just a word that people say, oh, that must be good. But no, I'm sorry, it isn't. It's simply a global collective. So you've moved from the master of Google to the master of blockchain. Well, okay, the illusion of blockchain. Do a search on that. You'll find the video that explains that. Those are pushing a myth. They're simply trying to get you from one large player to another that they want to be.
This is David Tulis, and we're talking with John Kozlowski in Cleveland, who is a program writer of software, and his platform is Shofar Nexus, and he's looking for, I guess, John, it's fair to say you're looking for people to adopt your technology. Is that fair?
Right now, if you go to the site, I do have a link there for crowdfunding. I'm trying to fund the project, and I am working on trying to get the first group of users in it. Group of users in two ways. I want people that will use the product for me, so you know, obviously I have an income, but also so they can take the product and sell the service themselves. The objective here is not to build one new company, but a whole bunch of models on their own that we communicate with each other. We want to replace the web with, not with a new big web, but allow local communities to communicate with each other. Something about this love your neighbor, buy local idea. I'm with you on that.
Right. Well, listen, John Kozlowski, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Delighted.
John Kozlowski is in Cleveland, and the censorship, as we are mentioning, is on the left or against the left as well, if you want to use that paradigm, as against the right. And I was mentioning the Free Thought Project story just the other day about the Venezuelan news. For example, Facebook is a partner with a group called the Atlantic Council, and it is working to weed out what it calls inauthentic content. It's funded by NATO governments and arms manufacturers such as Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman, and it has some big names on the board such as Henry Kissinger and Michael Hayden, a former CIA director. And this group has deleted effectively a left-leaning Latin American news outlet, Telesur. No explanation. The page was restored 2 days later with Facebook citing vague instability on the platform as the cause of the blockade. And others in Venezuela, again, we're talking just, you know, some other place. We have Venezuela, where there's a great fruit of socialism there with national collapse, independent grassroots analysis, Haiti analysis, also left-leaning websites in the Caribbean area, Latin America, blocked by Facebook. The Israelis also, of course, are going after Palestinians. Glenn Greenwald, who writes at The Intercept, pointed out that there were 158 requests given by the IDF and its masters against people who are said to be Palestinian or against the Israeli government. 95% of those granted. The World Socialist website, again, on the left, right, it's not just the conservatives, not just the pro-life people, not just Christians who are facing censorship by the big names. Worldwide, the World Socialist website noted some changes in the algorithm by Google. And the number is 800-8949-800-8949, and it has it lost a 55% drop in 6 months. Alternet, also on the left, political coverage, 71% drop loss. Also, the police down. Down 71% or so. And from 12 to 50 million people per week to about 4 million. Police of Police is an important website. I do hope you go there. Sometimes I will pass on videos that are posted there. We are Nuga Radio. Your report. And the world decides video something of special interest to us here, David Tulis. Now, also, and we're here, you know, there's a part of the left which I'm very strongly in favor of, and that would be anti-war. Antiwar.com had its origins in Randolph Bourne's essay, The State, which is a classic analysis. It's a beautiful analysis. It runs 25 pages if you print it out. Tremendous view by a socialist, by a man making grave mistakes in other areas, but here in his review of war being the health of the state, just right on, antiwar.com. Daniel Adams, who runs the Ron Paul Institute, had his Twitter account suspended. Scott Hudson, the editor of antiwar.com, also, but they kind of give interviews back and forth among themselves. And McAdams said that he and Horton were suspended after defending former U.S. diplomat Peter Van Buren, who had just been banned permanently from Twitter after he did exchanges with journalist Jonathan Katz over what Van Buren said was his unwillingness to challenge government lies. So in a tweet to Katz, Buren sarcastically commented, "I hope a MAGA guy eats your face." And so Katz reported him promoting violence. and Twitter caved in. In explaining that, Twitter told McAdams that he could not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race. You know the usual cant, right? The usual tripe about the kind, types of people you cannot offend. U.S. officials are openly promoting this kind of censorship and claiming that they don't want to promote discord. You know, they want to stop discord in society. Senate Judiciary Committee last year had a paper called "Extremist Content and Russian Disinformation Online," and concerned greatly with this reporting, a senator from Hawaii, Maisie Hirono, called on social media platforms to prove their commitment to preventing the fomenting of discord on public online. Now, there's a leftist who says dealing with the Antifa, which is, I'm not sure who Antifa really is, but whether anti-racist or anti-fascist. That group was blocked. An event organizer said in a statement, "This is a real protest in Washington, D.C. It is not George Soros. It is not Russia. It's just us." And so that's the problem that we're facing at the great censor. Facebook is the great censor. Google also. There are alternatives. We heard from John Kozlowski recommending Brave.com as an alternative browser, and a writer named Luis Almeida at LouRockwell.com, which is the leading libertarian anti-war, anti-state website, suggests using HookTube for video and Proton Mail. And when I went to Gab.ai, I noticed a lot of Spanish lingo on it, so I didn't pursue that. But that's also an alternative to Google. So there are alternatives. How can these ecosystems be encouraged? Well, they'll be encouraged if you, my listener, kind of think on your own and try to separate yourself from the pack. You know, can you do something that is unexpected? Maybe just one or two things. David Tulis, New York Radio. 3, 2.